Chapter 3. Preparing the Preacher. Here we have the secret of Calvin's greatness and the source of his strength unveiled to us. No man ever had a profounder sense of God than he. No man ever more unreservedly surrendered himself to the divine direction. Benjamin B. Warfield. In all of life, one supreme passion consumed John Calvin, the glory of God. All truth revealed in Holy Scripture, Calvin believed, was intended to make known God's glory and to lead the reader to behold and adore His majesty. Likewise, sin was a frontal attack on the majesty of God. Any motive, thought, or deed contrary to Scripture marred God's glory. Calvin, then, saw it as his chief duty to uphold the honour of the divine name. The cornerstone of his theology, life, and ministry was soli Deo gloria, the glory of God alone. For this reason, Calvin wrote in his last will and testament, "I have always faithfully propounded what I esteemed to be for the glory of God." This was his highest aim. John Piper writes, "I think this would be a fitting banner over all of John Calvin's life and work, zeal to illustrate the glory of God." The essential meaning of John Calvin's life and preaching is that he recovered a passion for the absolute reality and majesty of God. Not surprisingly, this commitment to God's glory heavily influenced Calvin's biblical exegesis. When he studied, it was to behold the majesty of God. Thus, his sermon preparation was not primarily for others, it was first and foremost for his own heart. With the aid of the Spirit and a firm bent toward biblical authority, Calvin followed hard after his Creator, and as he did so, the Lord crushed his spirit and fixed within him a fearful admiration of Christ's excellences. Week after week of careful preparation for his sequential expository preaching produced a soaring view of God that caused Calvin's mind and heart to be stayed upon his Redeemer. Because a sermon is simply an overflow of a preacher's life, the man of God must prepare his heart well. A sermon rises no higher than a preacher's soul before God. Given Calvin's commitment to God's glory, how did he nourish his mind in the Scriptures? How did he cultivate his heart before God? What were the commitments that...